Columbus Day has not provided an opportunity for us to reflect on the colonization of North America by Europeans. Prior to colonization, indigenous people lived and flourished in America, including Florida and right here in Pensacola, for thousands of years.
The mayor is starting off his weekly news conference by reading a proclamation to that end.
From here forward, as declared by the City Council, the second Monday in October will be celebrated as Indigenous Peoples Day. We look forward to having a larger celebration next year and continuing to find opportunities to recognize this day and educate the community about Native American culture.
Joining Robinson at the podium was local artist Sean Linazo, who's calling for a display recognizing a Native American leader, possibly Chief Osceola, to join the bust of Andrew Jackson at Plaza Ferdinand.
This sky, this earth, and this water that makes Pensacola so beautiful is life. And Florida is the ancestral land of the Apalachee Nation, the Muscogee Creek Nation, the Miccosukee Tribe of Florida, and the Seminole Tribe of Florida.
In a statement, Linazo said modern-day flags, both national and tribal, originated with Christopher Columbus landing on Hispaniola's Turtle Island in 1492 to represent control and possession of the land.
As Pensacola, we primarily celebrate our local history as the city of five flags. Every day of the year, we fly the flags of the five colonizing nations. This year, on Indigenous Peoples Day, we take them down for a moment and raise the flags of the five civilized tribes.
Linazo then read a passage from the book American Sunrise by Joy Harjo, the first Native American poet laureate of the United States. The excerpt described the Trail of Tears when Cherokees were forced west in 1830 on orders from President Andrew Jackson.
We were rounded up with what we could carry. We were forced to leave behind houses, printing presses, stores, cattle, schools, pianos, ceremonial grounds, tribal towns, churches. We witnessed immigrants walking into our homes with their guns, Bibles, household goods, and families, taking what had been ours.
Well, certainly we still have very active Borch Creek Indians that are here in the Escambia County, Florida, Baldwin County, and Escambia County, Alabama.
On another front, Mayor Grover Robinson also said cleanup from Hurricane Sally is rolling on. City sanitation crews and contract workers have collected about 295,000 cubic yards of yard debris. Completion of the first sweep is expected sometime next week, and then it's on to a second and third sweep involving C&D, construction and demolition debris.
We are currently picking up some, but we will focus a little bit more on the C&D, which is your fences, things from inside your house, household products, and those things. Almost everybody had yard debris, not everybody has C&D. We will come back and get your C&D.
Elsewhere, the mayor announced the results of the second annual Employee Engagement and Satisfaction Survey. It shows more than 7 in 10 city workers are satisfied to work for the city, and over half are highly engaged in their work. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.